Good afternoon, and thanks for being here. Let me ask you a basic question. Does your community have a blueprint for growth? We have an expert in the studio right now, Justin Steinman, who listens to this program. He's a principal planner for the city of Auburn, and they are grappling with future growth. Thanks for being here, Justin.
Thank you, Carolyn. I'm glad to be here.
What about it? Does Auburn have a growth plan?
We're working on one. Our new future growth plan is called Comp Plan 2030. It's going to be a new future land use plan and transportation plan for the city. And we're getting ready to start a series of public meetings to get the public's ideas on what the future of Auburn should be.
Auburn has a great reputation for looking forward, and the city seems to welcome people to move there, visit there. However, there's a good bit of traffic. Growth is going in several directions. So I take it what you're trying to do is get a coherent plan to channel that.
Exactly. Cities really can grow. Most cities will grow. We know Auburn is going to grow. And so this is really a plan about good growth. Auburn has a history of good planning. There's actually a plan in place right now. It's more of a strategic plan called Auburn 2020. We've looked at that plan, and it had goals to covering a broad range of subject areas, and the plan's been very successful. When you look at the goals from it, most of them have been adopted. And so what we're wanting to do is really have a plan where we get input from a variety of sources. We want input from the public. We want input from a growth model we have that helps us see where our future growth is going to go, and also from stakeholders. And we want to take all that together and put together in one coherent plan that will help guide development and future investment, both from the private and public sectors in the future in the city of Auburn.
So you want to make sure you have a coherent plan for those who decide to move there or visit there because the city has opened its arms to them.
Right. One of the great things about having an effective adopted future land use plan that has buy-in from everyone is it provides predictability. In that sense, when you move into a neighborhood, you know what the city is saying is going to happen in the future in and around that neighborhood. Developers who are looking for places to develop understand where the city is going to be targeting capital improvements and where it wants to see particular types of growth happen. And then elected and appointed officials have that as a guide for decision making as individual projects come in for approval or denial.
Looking at all of the data, what have you been able to find as far as predicted population growth for Auburn?
We use a proprietary model called the Auburn Interactive Growth Model, and it has one element that tells us how much we're going to grow, and it's saying that we're going to grow pretty significantly over the next 20 to 30 years. It actually predicts all the way out to what we call build-out, which is when essentially the city, based on its current growth pattern, would have no more room for any more people. So
population-wise, do you have a figure?
I don't on me right now, but I can tell you that I think we're one of the 20 fastest growing small metro areas in the United States, and that pace may slow a little bit, but we expect to see significant growth, and so we really want to plan for the future.
Now, as a city planner, Justin, wherever you go, you visit cities downtown to see what they're doing. You've seen some nightmares. You've seen some good examples. Expound on that.
Cities have choices about what they want to be. And when I visit a new city, a lot of the time, even if I'm just driving through, I like to visit their downtown because I think a downtown speaks a lot to what a city may be. Over the since World War II, the predominant pattern of development in the United States has been suburban. And, our commercial development has been largely along corridors. And in a way, cities have started to lose their sense of place. You can be on one commercial corridor in one city and on another in another city, and maybe you can't tell where you are.
They look alike.
Yeah, and you always want to be able to tell where you are. So the easiest way to usually do that is to go to a place's downtown if it has one. And you can tell, a city does not have to be wealthy to have invested in their downtown. There's all kinds of opportunities to do that. And so you can tell if a place really wants to preserve its sense of place and has a sense of pride in its history and in its future by what they do with their downtown. So that's just me personally, how I kind of look at a place.
And when you walk around downtown, you're looking at it from a pedestrian's perspective.
Yeah. I mean, that's one thing. You know, another thing that since World War II, you know, our pattern of suburbanization, our predominant form of transportation has been the car. And it is and will remain in America the predominant form of transportation. But one of the things we want to do in our planning process is to recognize there are a number of different ways to get places. You can walk, you can bike, you can ride a bus. In some places, you can ride a train. We don't have that in East Alabama, but not to say we might not in the future at some point. But we want to allow people to make choices. In the same way we want to offer people communities a choice to say, I want to live in this type of environment or this type of neighborhood, we want to give people opportunities to get from place to place in the ways that they would like to. There's a lot of benefits to that. You know, the more people you get out of cars, the less traffic there is, the healthier people are. There's a lot of studies that show links between public health and the walkability of a place. It reduces infrastructure costs. There's a lot of benefits to promoting, you know, various forms of transportation.
But to entice a visitor to go from point A to point B in a downtown area, what, in your view, would we have to have?
The first thing is just getting people out of their car. So it's I think in a downtown, you need to have a good mix of destinations. You want to have a friendly pedestrian environment. You want to have one that makes them feel comfortable.
Safe.
And safe, yes. Good light. And then also block by block, you want to have points of interest along those so that people don't feel disconnected. You know, it's important to remember that a downtown is built for people and not just for cars. And so, you know, building to the street, putting parking behind buildings, having a pleasant street environment, places for people to sit, places for people to interact with each other, parks, all those things, you know, having storefronts that are lively, you know, having outdoor seating, and then having a good mix of things like restaurants, retail, maybe civic uses, arts uses, you know.
You're talking continuity. So that you don't have these points separated by a mile or several blocks.
Right.
In other words, keep these people walking to the next point.
Right, and that's one of the great things about Auburn's downtown is it's quite compact. It's right near the university, so it really serves as kind of the entertainment and, I think, dining, you know, or a major dining destination for the city. And it functions quite well as a result.
So you're trying to chart the city's growth aside from the university, and you have a planning meeting coming up for the stakeholders. Who
Correct.
Are the stakeholders, by the way?
The stakeholders are all the citizens of Auburn, and then also people who might stakeholders is a very broad term, obviously. When we're talking about stakeholders in general, we're talking about all of our citizens. But we also think about, you know, particular interest groups, like maybe obviously, like we work with our local council of governments on transportation planning. We want to involve the university in our planning process. And then other groups, you know, that have a special interest or have special knowledge that they can, you know, bring to the table. We want to bring them to the table too. This first public meeting is a visioning meeting. It's not meant to say we're not going to really focus on a lot of statistics or a lot of things about, you know, where Auburn is. We want to provide people a baseline to understand that. But fundamentally, we want them to come in and share their ideas about what Auburn, what they see Auburn being in the future and what they want Auburn to be in the future.
So when is that meeting and where?
That meeting is on Tuesday, October 13th at 6 p.m. at Auburn Junior High School.
So everyone's invited.
Everyone is invited. Please come. We will have the format of the meeting is it'll probably be about an hour and a half to 2 hours long. We'll first meet in the auditorium and have a short presentation about what this planning process is and what people can expect from it. And then we'll break people into groups to share their ideas for the future of Auburn.
So this is the big visioning meeting.
This is the big one. Yes.
You know, Justin, when you think about our communities in our coverage area, they're not disconnected. We're looking at county by county. Certainly there are communities adjacent to each other. In the case of the Lee County communities, is this a county-wide long-range plan?
This plan is specifically for the city of Auburn, but interestingly enough, all of the incorporated communities of Lee County have been involved in long-range planning in the last year. Opelika just is in the process of adopting a comprehensive plan. They may have adopted it already. Smith Station is also in the process of doing a comprehensive plan, and the county is also doing a comprehensive plan for the county, which is the first one they've ever done. So it's a good time for us all to be working on this, and we have been talking and trying to coordinate our efforts because we recognize that what happens in one place affects the other, and certainly the county as a whole contains all the cities, and every person who's a citizen of Auburn or Opelika or Smith Station is also a citizen of Lee County.
And when you're looking at tourism, what draws the tourists? I've heard that now we're looking at more of a regional
approach
attraction.
To that.
Yes.
I have to say I'm not a I don't specialize in tourism, but I do believe from a planning perspective that a well-planned city is an attractive one, and that we want to think about the visitor experience and think about what we do to accommodate people who come to Auburn for whatever reason they come, whether they're a tourist or a sports fan or a student or a student's parent or just somebody who's interested in moving to Auburn to live or work.
The city of Auburn has a unique designation. The American League of Bicyclists has designated the city of Auburn as a bicycle-friendly community. To my knowledge, this is the only such designated community in the state of Alabama. So you're talking about making sure that transportation included other modes. It seems like Auburn is ahead of the game on that.
I think so. The Public Works Department and the Auburn Bicycle Committee do a great job of promoting bicycle transportation in the city. And I know we'll be talking with them as one of our stakeholders as we move forward in the planning process.
And also within the city structure, there is a section that deals with the natural resources, which is unique again.
Right, yes. Part of what we want to do with the comp plan is recognize that everything we build affects the natural environment. So we're basically dividing it up into land, air, and water, and we're looking at how development affects that environment and vice versa. So we're really want to pay attention to that natural environment and in some cases really get kind of, you know, do some rational planning. Like we're working with the university on a forestry aspect of it where we actually look at like the economic impact of trees and how it saves energy and the amount of carbon that those trees sequester. It's I think it's very interesting.
Could be an exciting meeting on October 13th at 6 p.m. at Auburn Junior High School. And thanks for the invitation for the listeners to participate.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Give us a phone number for more information.
Please call me, Justin Steinman, at 334-501-3045 or visit the city's website at www.auburnalabama.org/compplan2030.
Thanks for driving over today and sharing this with us.
Thank you for having me.
Justin Steinman is the principal planner for the city of Auburn as well as the project manager for Comp Plan 2030. He'll be listening to you on October 13th. We'll take you back to Troy for the remainder of your news hour. Our program is a public service of Troy University.